WHDD presents Susan Says.
I must say the day at the conference of the ADL was both informative and depressing, exhilarating and exhausting. To hear all the statistics about a world with increasing levels of hatred and violence is difficult. To learn about some progress made and the tools necessary to continue the fight is rewarding and hopeful. A panel on anti-Semitism featured Bret Stephens, op-ed columnist in the New York Times, Barry Weiss, who's written a new and alarming book. Here's a really scary fact. 1 in 4 Jews in America are afraid of identifying themselves out in public, wearing religious items or a kippah, the head cap. This is rampant in Europe, France, and England. I hate to see it here now. The new watchwords of conspiracy and hate, code words, kind of like elites, globalization. This reminds us of anti-Semitic propaganda used in pre-war Germany, turning people into the other, dehumanizing language. We're hearing it here now. And also, it's complicated how people feel about Israel. That's much of the dissent. It is possible to be anti-Zionist and not be anti-Semitic. But when you're talking about government policies, that's one thing. When you're talking about the right of Israel to just exist, well, that's something else. Eric Ward, a longtime civil rights expert, works for the Western States Center, a research, organizing, training, civic engagement hub. It's really important that we connect between the Black and Jewish communities in the fight for civil rights and throughout today. We have common issues. A really extraordinary person, Joan Ryan, spoke. She was a former member of Parliament and the Labour Party who resigned to protest insidious, blatant anti-Semitism of Jerry Corbyn. It was thrilling to meet her. I was saddened to hear Columbia University is really one of the hotbeds for aggressive, threatening anti-Semitism here in New York. When Sacha Baron Cohen accepted his award, I worship him, by the way. He's brilliant. His comedic portrayals pointing out, bringing out all kinds of hatred and bigotry. He spoke about the fear that the 6 global princes, as he called them, the, you know, internet giants, they are really having a serious effect. He said, if Goebbels had Facebook, can you imagine what would have happened? He's talking about some regulation, not stopping free speech, the way a lot of people on Twitter responded. It's not true. He just wants some rules. And Google and Twitter now are taking some small steps, but Facebook, uh-uh. The founder of Chobani Yogurt has an amazing story. He was a shepherd, a Kurd in the hills of Turkey. He talked about how they helped each other and how he came to America, and now he helps and hires immigrants. It was so moving. He has a beautiful wife and 2 little darling boys. I went up to him, and I apologized for what we've done to the Kurds, and then she and I both started to cry. Yeah, all in all, a thought-provoking, memorable day. It's good to know there are people of goodwill from all cultures fighting hate, because never is now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.